Listen. Do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio blood teas. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
So now they're sending clear messages, right? January 6th is don't protest. And then you have... And you have the raid. So if it can happen to the president, it can happen to anyone. Isn't that the messaging? Of course. And you're not supposed to really look at right what's right in front of your eyes. You're not supposed to see that. You're supposed to hear what they're telling you. And when you hear what they're telling you a different story than what your eyeballs are seeing. But you're supposed to believe it. So if you have one question in an event or an occurrence, okay, you could debate that. What about 100 abnormalities that make no sense and are not logical? Then it's probably a false flag. But they're really worried about the people rising up in mass. They really kind of want us to come out one at a time, you know? Then they can play, ping pong, you know, ping, ping, ping. You can ping them out of existence, right? But what they don't want is the masses. So that's why they're sending these very clear messages. It isn't about whether or not an incident or event anymore is a conspiracy. Now it's about how deep does the theater go? You have critical thinkers and you have the brainwashed, right? And those people like somebody to do the thinking for them. That's why they get all their thinking from the mass media. They don't have to go on a limb, out on a limb. They're lazy, right? They can't assess information. They can't compare logic to what's being presented. So when I see someone call somebody a conspiracy theorist, all I'm thinking is, you lazy, brainless twit. I'm trying to be nice. It doesn't come out that way ever, probably. I just get bored. I'm bored with people like that. People need to be challenged, and we need to help them be challenged in their thinking. Do not back down. Do not stop talking about false flags ever. Do not stop. They need to be discussed. They need to be debated, and they need to be exposed. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Thanks, Alex. I'm Kate Daly from Kate Daly Radio and the Kate Daly Show. And I can't wait to spend this hour with you. I have a simple question. Let's just start out with a simple question. What is the reason for the gas prices today? What is the reason that they're giving you right now as to why the gas prices are high? You don't have a reason. There's no explanation, right? I mean, Russia was in the spring. They blamed Russia. Okay, got that. Even though we only get 5 to 7% of our oil from there. And so we knew that didn't work out. We also, of course, they used COVID last year. We know that sniffles is very crafty, super crafty. And it can do a lot. It can perform a coin shortage. It can perform high gas prices. It can perform, shortage of oil, shortage of food, all kinds of things. Everything was blamed on COVID. So what's the reason? There is no reason. You're supposed to just go, guess that's how it is. Guess that's what's happening. Why did Trump get raided? Nothing to see here, right? Of course not. I actually have a great piece of info on that I'll share with you in just a second. But I have a lot of questions today, and I hope they make us all think a little bit more, because isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Last time I checked, I always thought we were supposed to be people that were critical thinkers, right? And so there are things that are abnormalities that we must discuss. And so I'll bring some things up today. I hope it really kind of shines a light, if you will, on certain things. But I got an email, and the email, you might have had one of these instances happen to you. I get these all the time, but same email where they say, I agree with you. But then when you said this, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's a conspiracy theorist. Now, it's meant to be a dig, truly. It's meant to be something that's an insult, right? It's also meant to be a conversation stopper. Why? Why? So I wrote back. Of course, I can't always write back, but it just so happened I had some time I could do it. And so I wrote back and I said, from your email, I'm guessing that that's a dig, right? I mean, I can just point something out, right? I mean, certainly you can just listen to that. But I think what you're really trying to say is that I've said something that you don't agree with or makes you uncomfortable, right? Maybe it isn't true. Maybe it is. But there's certainly a reason I'm bringing it up. And you called me a conspiracy theorist, but oddly enough, when you wrote me, you didn't debate the theory. Why? I think that's kind of intriguing, honestly. When I hear something that I'm not sure about, I think about it, I assess it, I challenge it, but you didn't do any of that. This is what I wrote this guy. But you didn't do any of that. You took the time to write me, which I do appreciate because I do, to basically just tell me that I'm not supposed to bring up theories that you don't agree with. So whenever I see inconsistencies in logic, I feel like it would not be honest if I didn't bring it up. I am neck deep in research all the time. And what's interesting about that is that I'm sifting through history and I'm sifting through documentation and I'm sifting through their own admission, right? And so why wouldn't you want to give it a listen? Why wouldn't you even want to know what I had to say and then assess it? Think about it. At least entertain it. I don't just grasp at straws. Usually when I bring something up, there's usually a reason. And it's because in my research, I've come to all kinds of conclusions that it just doesn't make sense. So there has to be another reason for what we're talking about. I know the presidencies are controlled. They have been for 120 years, started with Colonel House behind Wilson. That's why they have the right and left parties. That's why they each have their tribute. I'll call it a tribute. They each have their Hunger Games. They each have their candidate. Those are the only two. that you get to have on the stage. They're vetted and they pick which one they want to roll with. But usually about every 8 years, they have to switch parties because, well, you have to appease the people. People have to feel like they're kind of winning. And that's just the deal. It's just what they do. So every 8 years, team A, team B, you know, whatever is going to placate the masses. And so who is they, right? Who are the people that control things? There's a lot of people. You have the think tanks. You have a lot of people that were in office. You have your Dick Cheney's and your John Kerry's and all these different people that sift in and out of government, right? And your unelected bureaucrats in think tanks. And they make these very, very big decisions on policies. They write all the bills. Your congressman doesn't. Your senator doesn't. That's why when those come, you know, they haven't even read them. When they say it's 3,000 pages, they haven't even read the one they said they wrote. So the think tanks are doing all of that. And then on top of that, you have the CIA, the Pentagon, the folks at the UN, the IMF, the folks that run the WEF, not all the folks in those organizations, but I'm sure a pretty good smattering of them. Kissinger. Kissinger's 3'2". He's still alive. Good gravy. The Rockefellers, the CFR. You have many, many people. Remember when Hillary called them the mothership? These people run the country. So when we say they, there's a lot of people involved in this. Why do they do it? For profit. There's a lot of profit globally where you might not get that from just good old America. You might be able to siphon a lot of tax dollars off, put them into NGOs and all kinds of organizations around the world. And you might be able to siphon off money for, you know, that's why we have the emissions test is because that money from 1995 on drove the money to the UN to pay for the UN. So we have all of these people that really run the house and really control things. It goes deeper than that. That's a whole other show, though, I'm sure. And the families that are not discussed, the very, very, very rich families that are never discussed. So there's a lot of people at the helm, a lot of people I didn't mention, but it's controlled. And there's a lot of evidence to support that. And of course, this is why, even though we have a majority of conservatives in the country, they're always going to make the races look really tight. I mean, really margin thin. How is that possible? It's a numbers game. If most of the country is conservative, which they are, you only have about 30% total wackadoodle. So you've got about the majority of the country, right? So why are the races airtight? Doesn't make sense. How could that be? And then people come back with, well, the cities, you know, the city. Well, I'm sorry, but population's still the population all over the states. So there's no way it could ever be razor thin all of the time. Maybe that's where the fraud comes in, you think? So critical thinking doesn't mean you're a conspiracy theorist. It means that you assess logic, motive versus perception, media sound bites versus outcomes. And guess what? There's a whole lot of false flags going on. There just is. And they've been going on for a long time. And they've been getting away with them for a long time. Although they're getting kind of nervous because they might have overplayed their hand in some of these because they're too obvious. So now they're sending clear messages, right? January 6th is don't protest. And then you have the raid. So if it can happen to the president, it can happen to anyone. Isn't that the messaging? Of course. And you're not supposed to really look at right what's right in front of your eyes. You're not supposed to see that. You're supposed to hear what they're telling you. And when you hear what they're telling you a different story than what your eyeballs are seeing. But you're supposed to believe it. So if you have one question in an event or an occurrence, okay, you could debate that. What about 100 abnormalities that make no sense and are not logical? Then it's probably a false flag. But they're really worried about the people rising up in mass. They really kind of want us to come out one at a time, you know, and they can play, a ping pong, you know, ping, ping, ping. You can ping them out of existence, right? But what they don't want is the masses. So that's why they're sending these very clear messages. It isn't about whether or not an incident or event anymore is a conspiracy. Now it's about how deep does the theater go? You have critical thinkers and you have the brainwashed, right? And those people like somebody to do the thinking for them. That's why they get all their thinking from the mass media. They don't have to go on a limb, out on a limb. They're lazy, right? They can't assess information. They can't compare logic to what's being presented. So when I see someone call somebody a conspiracy theorist, all I'm thinking is, you lazy, brainless twit. I'm trying to be nice. It doesn't come out that way ever, probably. I just get bored. I'm bored with people like that. People need to be challenged, and we need to help them be challenged in their thinking. Do not back down. Do not stop talking about false flags ever. Do not stop. They need to be discussed. They need to be debated, and they need to be exposed. I'll be right back. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host for the hour.
The globalist Great Reset, or the war for the world, is here. But humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever, as we reach the critical heart of the battle, that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well. We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry, because we need the funding and you need this book, because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad to be with you today. Hope you're having a great summer. I know it's stressful. I don't know how else. I mean, I don't even know what to say about the headlines anymore. But I do want to share an interesting piece of information with you, and a hat tip to George Webb on this. In October of 2021, he did a series of news shows on the little known U.S. State Department diplomat named Matt Pottinger, that had joined Donald Trump's national security team as a deputy advisor for Peter Navarro. And he had profiled Matt Pottinger as the Kissinger kid. We were just talking about Kissinger, 3'2" Kissinger. Isn't he about 3'2" now? I'm pretty sure. So primarily because his father, this guy, Matt Pottinger, his father, Stanley Pottinger, was the key man in coming up with Deep Throat in Watergate. And so to take out Richard Nixon. One of the reasons they also took out Richard Nixon was because he imprisoned Alger Hiss too. And they didn't like it. That was like a little payback, a little vengeance for you. And so, as president with Mark Felt of the FBI. So the metadata rule was in effect. And so if your father takes out a president, the son is likely to do the same thing. Lyndon LaRouche had out the connection between Kissinger and the hatchet man Stanley Pottinger in one of his executive intelligence briefings decades ago. But kind of interesting that the son ended up there. We also have questions about, where was the sheriff? I haven't heard good things about that particular sheriff, Rick Bradshaw, over there in Trump territory over at Mar-a-Lago. Was it to keep January 6th in the headlines for the election? Was it they're so desperate for information on January 6th because they have nothing that they're willing to maybe even go plant evidence? Just a question. Just a question. And what about the Secret Service? Where were they? And the judge who provided cover for Epstein, and Garland signing off, and Chris Wray, who hates Trump. I mean, it's all very, very interesting when you put all the pieces together, right? It doesn't take a whole lot of assessing to figure out what's going on here politically. Yeah. So the FBI can be bought politically, controlled politically. Perfect. So we also have the Dissident and Farming Reduction Act that I wanted to bring up for just a moment. And most of the $740 billion went to global warming. So basically what they want to do is cut out more emissions than they already have. So the farmers up in Canada were saying, well, wait a second. We already cut emissions 30% for you, even though it's absolutely asinine. We already did that. No, they want more. And the only way to get more is to do what? Cut out farming altogether. This is such a demolition of our country, of our resources. I can't even fathom how anyone could come up with a reason as to why this is happening other than a manufactured demolition. So this is, okay, well, let's just say this. Let me just ask this question. If you're 60 years of age or younger, you have been hearing about climate change your entire life. How have you actually been affected by it in your life? In your 30s, in your 40s, in your 20s, in your teens? I mean, when were you affected by it? Can you give an instance? Can you tell anyone how this has affected you? Or is it always ahead of us? Wow, how convenient. After 60 years, it's still ahead of us. And it's always at the end of the decade. I love that part because, you know, you can't really die off at the beginning of a decade. You got to have 10 years. 10 years gives you enough time to pass bills where it's fresh on everybody's mind for taxation and regulation and to absolutely cut down the food supply. But if you did 20 years, see, if they said 20 years, you'll be an icicle, you know, you'll be an icicle or you will be a fried egg on the sidewalk. Well, yeah, people forget. Yeah, it's not an emergency. 10 years? Yeah, 10 years works. They found that out. So that's why you're going to die at the end of every decade due to climate change. And like Dan Pena says, it's not a fart in the wind. It's just simply whatever you're trying to do, your little plastic bag, your straw, whatever it is, whatever these people are doing. I know it's not you, but the people out there, whatever they think they're doing to solve the earth crisis that they think is happening isn't a fart in the wind. Love Dan Pena. So it's a lie told every decade. It's cyclical. Weather is cyclical, 400 to 600 year cycles. You can't change it, just like you can't change the sun coming up in the morning. You just simply can't. There's nothing you can do. And doubling the size of the IRS, go look at the largest football stadium, right? That you can fathom right now and imagine it filled with people to the brim for a really good game. And that isn't even 87,000 new agents. Well, they're not going after the wealthy. They're basically going to be coming after the middle income earner. And this controlled demolition makes way for the Great Reset. We all know that, right? You've been hearing this over and over again. Because it's true. The Great Reset is coming. What we need is the Great Resistance. We truly need the Great Resistance. And so we know that businesses will only get loans if they abide by the crazy lies of the green agenda. But they're going to move forward and it's complete lawlessness. It's just complete lawlessness and excuses. You know, every single, I don't know if people realize this, but almost all, because I've done the research on this, almost all of the three-letter agencies that are constantly in the press, right? You have the FBI, the CIA, the FDA, the CDC, NIH, all of these were all built on a lie. They had to be because Americans thought we were in a free country. Why would we need an agency over all the territory? All the territories are covered by local police in America. All of them. There isn't a place where you can't find a local policeman who covers the area, even a volunteer. Why do you need a federal police department? So even they started on a lie. And it was, well, you kind of need us. Well, why? Why do we need you? Oh, we're gonna investigate immigrants for being dissidents or, you know, crazy. Really? Is that your job? Or we're going to, they gave themselves a couple of innocuous jobs, like these things that could have totally been covered. In fact, they said, we're the new investigators for all of the deceit and crime that's going to go on in Washington. Really? I think you just were providing cover. I don't really think that you were actually investigating anything. And do we have so much of that going on in the turn of the 20th century in the 1900s that you would need a full-time force for that? Of course you wouldn't. Of course you would. It's asinine to think that. But that was the story. And then they grew from there. The EPA started from an oil spill in 1966 in Santa Barbara. And all of a sudden that oil spill could have resolved itself and gone to court. No, of course not. You know what they had to do? They had to bring in the EPA and it was ready to go in 6 short months. That's how quick that happened. 10,000 employees. So all of these different, entities, you know, when the FBI started, it was kind of amazing. They really didn't have a lot to do. They really didn't have a lot to do. So what was the big thing that they hung their coat on? It was basically, we helped with the mob with prohibition. And you don't think local cops could have done that? Of course they could have. These little lies were told all the time. And then the lie sticks and it never goes anywhere. And then what do? They build themselves up credibility because they own the media, and the media does exposés, and they even say the word celebration. We celebrated the FBI. We celebrated having the CIA. Well, when you're writing the script, what else is it going to say, right? Oh, dear. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, I have some questions for you. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And I hope you're having a good afternoon. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I was talking about three-letter agencies. They sort of cropped up at a time when you would think, now, wait a second, why did we need them? And before I get into some questions for you, the NIH, when they came along, that was, I think, the late 1800s. And basically, they wanted to be in charge of looking at immigrants for diseases like yellow fever and cholera. So we instituted the NIH. Why couldn't doctors do that? Why couldn't your country doctor go over there and do that? Oh no, you can't have that. So they needed an entire government arm, right? Okay. Why was the Secret Service devised, really? I mean, I know the spy rings, everything became the Secret Service, but the Secret Service was actually created by way of Department of Treasury in 1865 to investigate counterfeiting. So I have a question. How much counterfeiting was actually going on in 1865? Really? Okay. Was the FDA put in for cover for pharma so that they wouldn't demonize the chemicals they started using in the mass production of food? That was late 1800s, early 1900s. We started getting our food mass produced. And then, of course, we needed an FDA to control the narrative. They had to control the narrative so that you wouldn't blame pharma. Oh no, you would just blame the companies that were using some of these chemicals on the food, right? But never a segue into really looking at pharma. It was actually pretty crafty. You got to give it to them. And public health was started on a lie that said that down deep in the South, they had to solve hookworm. Well, it was already being solved. There was no reason for these guys to do this. But they staked their claim on something that they did that wasn't necessary and that they said we needed. And then we got public health. Isn't that interesting? So here's some questions for you, because I think just kind of wrapping our brain around some of these things that have happened in the past and currently really need to be investigated. Truly. You really, really need to think about them, right? The CIA, did they continue their eugenics program? I mean, my gosh, Operation Paperclip, wasn't it? When we brought all the Nazis over. Why did we do that, by the way? Why did we do that? And then put them in the head of NASA, like Wernher von Braun, and make them not only citizens, but part of the creations of everything that was going on in America at the time. Was it just a continuation of eugenics? Probably. Like I said earlier, why are the gas prices? Why are they high today? There's no explanation. Why are people still thinking there's a coin shortage? No explanation. Nothing. They can't even give one with a straight face. I was at a Walmart and I was checking out and, you know, the doofy cashier, you know, they're not all doofy, but this one was. And I said, why do I have to use a card? And they said, coin shortage. I said, well, what, how, why? Because COVID. Well, why? Because COVID. I mean, that is it. The sniffles. I mean, why do we have a coin shortage? They couldn't answer it. They got really flustered and walked away because they repeat media sound bites. People repeat media sound bites because they sound good, but they don't make sense. They just sound good, right? Food shortages. No explanation. Is it natural or created? How do you go from what we were at 2 years ago to what we see coming right now? To the farmers warning us that in about a year, or less, 6 months, we're not going to have much. That had to be done. You can't just have that happen. There was nothing on the planet Earth that would have made that happen, right? So if you look at the anti-war movement, the hippies, right? Were the hippies a creation? Were the hippies an extreme version? It reminds me today of the January 6th, right? Because what are they doing? They're demonizing patriots to make them look like they're violent thugs or crazy. Why is that? Did they do that with the hippies too? Did Did they take a section of hippies and claim them to be the Charles Manson type? You know, the violent, thug, dirty. I mean, they went hippie, but they went to the extreme. Very interesting. I've done a lot of work on the 60s lately. And a lot of things came out of the 60s I think we're not aware of. West Nile. I got another notice in my town about West Nile. So I started doing some homework because the article was full of fear. You're going to have West Nile. You're going to have West Nile. It's coming. We just identified it. Did you know they played that exact headline for about the last 15 years? Every August, every single August, we've had the same headline. It's amazing they can get away with it, isn't it? Why are utility rates soaring? No explanation. Think about it. Why are they soaring? What's going on, right? There's no reason. When they want to add government housing, there's no scarcity of anything, right? When they want to do what they want to do, there's no scarcities. You guys remember in 2020, we had all the signage in shortages. We had a shortage of toilet paper, but we had all the signage in the world ready to go for social distancing and for COVID awareness. How did they do that with all those so-called shortages? How'd they have all the masks ready to go? How were they able to manufacture vaccines with shortages that were affecting you and I? No explanation. You'll never get one. Biden's approval rating. Do you really believe it's in the 30s? No explanation. They got to keep it somewhat high, right? They have to. The war in Ukraine. Okay. Why? What's it for? Is it still going on? There's an awful lot of opportunities for stars like Sean Penn to go over. There's a lot of opportunities for them to take a, you know, Vogue photo shoot. Sounds like they're really, really in the middle of a war, right? And so, you know, we've got a lot of money laundering going on over there, I think. Allegedly. Kind of interesting. Maybe we move locations because it's obviously going to go back to Russia, right? But you have to keep a war in the headlines. Why? Because there has to be some sort of reason. They can't just stand there and say nothing. So what do they say? Russia. China threatening to shoot down Pelosi. All I kept saying was, well, do what you got to do. You know, go ahead, China. I mean, whatever. Why would you send somebody that's completely hated in our country and then threaten to shoot the plane down? Nobody would care. It'd be ridiculous. Everybody hates Eyebrows to Heaven. She's bizarre. I think even her own can't stand her. She's like a little chihuahua. She never stops ankle biting. Okay. So China's in our pocket, right? We're besties having a fake fight. Our government is subservient to China. Just ask Joe and Hunter, right? Just ask Kissinger, who started puckering up in 1971 and on, to make sure that we were lockstep with China and that anybody that entered office had to be okayed by Kissinger because, you know, you got to be subservient to China. How is it that Kissinger never had a stroke or a heart attack or gets fake COVID or presidents had it like multiple times, right? King fraud a lot. Interesting that Kissinger never gets a thing. So no explanation as to why Russia is always the bad guy. No explanation at all from those that think that Trump got in from Russia. If Trump, those that believed that Trump got into office because of Russia for 4 straight years, right? Well, then why didn't Russia help him for a second term? It makes no sense. I remember on the air saying, wait a second. What would be the advantage? What's the advantage? You got to show the motive and then you have to show the result. It was never a result. Did they ever talk about that? Of course not. That's yesterday's news. Don't be bothered by that. Right, Pence? History. Pence came out and said, don't look backward. Why? Just look forward at the elections. Work harder. Pence, the sellout. Always the sellout. And why did the FBI raid Trump but let Hillary go for the same charge? Mishandling paperwork. Right. Because it's politically charged and they're owned. And all they're doing is really showing their hand at how corrupt they truly are. So My grandmother always used to say, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. So believe them. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on The Alex Jones Show.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. You got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out. And you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. So glad you're listening. So glad you're tuned in right now. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you. I have so many questions. These are things I'm always thinking about, always wondering about. Curiosity should be the one quality that we all endeavor to have more of. Curiosity. Because what has the last, say, 50 years, I'm going to say 50, 60 years, been about? It's been about squashing curiosity. This is why the news started telling you how to think about the news, giving you your opinion in the news rather than just telling you the facts. They had to, because they had to do it for you. And we liked it. That's the worst part. We actually really liked it. I like it when someone does my thinking for me. So why did we need a UN? I mean, at the close of World War II, why did we need that? If we were done and victory had been had, I have a lot to say about World War II, but not in this show today. But why? Why is that? Why is that? Why did we need it? It's funny how we get all this superfluous stuff that we don't actually need. Why do we keep saying the word pandemic if the only people that die are at the hand of the ICU in the ICU and given experimental drugs? Why aren't they ever to blame? So why do we keep saying the word pandemic? Pandemic is when people fall dead around you. It isn't when people die in the ICU. No explanation. Why are companies still eligible for PPP loans because of COVID? It's been 2.5 years. I don't know how much longer they can milk it, but they certainly are. What happens when you sign on these PPP loans, though? Have you read the fine print? I have. The fine print means that the government now has a stake or a claim in your business. They actually can control what you do. And I think you should read the fine print if you're thinking about signing on for a loan for that. Why would we need to double the size of the IRS? Like I mentioned before, if you thought of the biggest stadium for a football game ever, then that still would not represent probably the 87,000 agents, right? Okay. So if the wealthy, they say they're going after the wealthy and to improve customer service. Do you need 87,000 agents for that? This was the reason they gave. Improve customer service, of course. And of course, you know, going after the wealthy, wink, wink. But the wealthy are less than 5%. Why would you need 87,000 new agents? If you're really concerned about going after the wealthy, you ought to think about that. The wealthy supply the jobs. But that's the kind of idiocy you get, right? When they want to go after us, but they can't tell us, they can't give us a reason. So now that's why. That's just, you know, to improve customer relations. I think the IRS is going to look a lot more like the FBI raid on Trump's home. Definitely. So why is there never a media report that says that we need to abolish the CIA? Why has the media never said this? In the existence of mankind, our media has never said, hey, why do we have a CIA and why don't we abolish them? Or, hey, I think the FBI has too much power. Now you know who controls them. Now you know who their baby daddy is. It's because they're the ones that pay them. That's why money filters down. Isn't that interesting? You've never heard that, ever. Those agencies don't have any oversight, really. And even when they do, what do we get? The joke kangaroo court trial. Stupid. And they sit there and they say, yeah, they lied. Doesn't even matter. Nothing happens to them. All right. So why hasn't anyone ever done an in-depth report on exactly where the money goes when they do their ever famous omnibus bill? The omnibus bills are large, large bills. They cram everything together. And that's why they call them the pork-filled bills, because everything and their dog is in that bill. And that's how they get it to sail through. Why hasn't anyone really ever said, okay, this is exactly down to the penny where this amount went and this amount went and this amount? Interesting. You've never seen it. And they have a black budget they can't discuss anyway, right? Why do they have a black budget? Doesn't that just scream corruption? Okay. And so you have $700 billion. Do you know several years ago, everybody was screaming because there was a bill that was $400 billion. Isn't it amazing how the numbers have doubled, tripled, quadrupled in the size and the amount of money that they're basically printing? Isn't it amazing that no one ever talks about it? I remember the amount was the big headline. The amount, not anymore. The amounts are never the headlines anymore. It's just a given. You're supposed to just accept it. Why hasn't any member of Congress ever gone after the omnibus bill itself and said no more omnibus bills so they could be accountable for everything they spent? Because when they want to sail through an omnibus bill, they just tell us it's for the military. And what are most Americans going to say? Oh, well, the military. Yeah, we need that. Of course. That's how they get it to go. All right. Okay. So when everyone was in, lockdown, I could talk about lockdown, but you know, it is interesting that when you go back to the vaccine, it was already in production before they named COVID. How do you have a cure before you actually have the thing that you're trying to cure? How does that work in backwards world? I guess that makes sense in backwards world. They admitted that the vaccine went into production in February. They didn't even really name COVID-19. It was still the mystery disease. It was coronavirus, remember? But they already wanted a vaccine. Why a vaccine is the answer. Why not let it play out a little bit and just see what's going on? You know, see if it's the sniffles, which it's really flu, cold, and pneumonia. But, you know, you're not allowed to say that. It's fake. It's COVID's a name. So why is that? Why did they do that? And they didn't even care that they put it out there in the press. They didn't even care. They wanted you to know that they had already started manufacturing a vaccine, because in order to get all of those vaccines, they had to get it going. And so, of course, they already started that. And the patents for those vaccines were done, what, before 2017 by Moderna? That's a little creepy. Okay. And when they said that they found the experimental drugs, right, that would cure it in the hospital, we only had 15 deaths attributed to COVID at the time. How did they have enough test subjects to even study anything, to even put anything in trials? The answer is they didn't. They didn't do anything. He came out, he said remdesivir is going to be the thing, and no one questioned it. He even said he didn't know if it would work, just to give himself, you know, plausible deniability. Didn't matter. Yeah. Why do we need a huge vaccination program in the United States when we have amazing sanitation? It doesn't really make sense, does it? Why does a free nation have a federal public health department? Isn't that what occurs in socialism? Of course. Why do we have a public health department? The states can clearly, the counties can clearly help themselves. Why do you need a top-down central agency to do it? There's never been an answer for that, ever. Why are they showing us that Biden is such a joke and can't read from a teleprompter? They obviously want us to see it every single day. They want that to be the news. They want to keep us divided. They want us to be thinking the president is just incompetent. It's not incompetent. It's a coup. It's fraud. It's not just incompetence. But they want you to just keep saying, oh, that moron, which he is. But that's truly what they want you to concentrate on, right? It softens it a little. It's like, oh, he's just a moron. No, he's not just a moron. It's a coup. That's much different. That's treason. And who did that? CIA, courtesy of all of our intelligence agencies and the powers that be that run this country. You know, when we got the stimulus money too, you know, they gave us little sections of stimulus to keep us happy and complacent, bread and circuses. Isn't that just fascinating that they can get away with doing that? give you a little, you know, here's not quite your mortgage, but here's some help, and then turn around and take trillions, trillions. And that's why I go back to, why isn't anyone talking about the amounts of money? Why? It doesn't make any sense, right? There are so many questions. There are so many things that cannot be answered at all. And I think one of the things that we need to do as a populace is start really trying to figure out, why are they pushing cannibalism? Why are they making it seem like it's super fun and inviting? Have you ever thought that in a million years? Of course not. Why are they pushing it? What are they doing? Why did they never end the TSA? Why are they doing still the 3 ounces of liquid? That wasn't even utilized in 9/11. Why are they doing it? I had to go for my feel up pat down the other day, and when I was flying, and I just stood there and thought, I can't believe this is our country. I seriously can't believe it. But if we don't start really questioning everything as an entire nation, it won't stop. And we are the only answer, because it's not going to happen in Washington. They're too bought off. The intelligence agencies are bought off. Everybody's bought off. So we're going to have to work together and be the very thing they fear, which is the masses. They really fear numbers of people. I can't stress that enough. And they keep showing you they fear it because they're sending these very loud messages to us. Don't talk about conspiracies, right? Because they're not conspiracies. They didn't happen. Of course they did. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host for Alex Jones.
You're listening to Resolution Radio,
ResolutionRDO.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.